Time now for business news. On Mondays, we focus on technology. Every time you fill up your car, you pay state and federal gasoline taxes. The more gas consumed, the more revenue generated for roads, highways, and bridges. More fuel-efficient vehicles mean lower tax revenues, so the state of Oregon is working on a way to replace the gas tax. It relies in part on Global Positioning System, or GPS, technology that can track where you've been. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Instead of taxing by the gallon, Oregon would base the tax on the number of miles driven. The more you drive, the more you pay. It's an old idea, actually. Oregon was the first state to impose a gas tax. Back in 1919, the legislature wanted to assess a road user fee, but there wasn't an easy way to do that. So the state turned to a fuel tax as the best available substitute. But now, says Professor David Porter of Oregon State University, there's technology.
I can describe to you what is in the car right here.
Porter shows off a 1991 Dodge sedan parked at an outdoor university research lab here in Corvallis. The car is equipped with a small square box on the back dash. It uses the odometer to tally the miles driven.
But then it uses GPS technology. We see the GPS antenna right here to know where those miles are accumulated.
Miles driven in-state would be taxed. Miles driven outside of Oregon would not be.
The roads have to be paid for. And so that's what this is about. It's about nothing more than that.
James Whitty is heading up Oregon's effort to come up with a gas tax alternative. He says there's no revenue shortfall just yet. But if you look at a decade or more, there will be, as gas guzzlers are replaced by hybrids and more fuel-efficient vehicles.
It's a good thing that we have greater fuel efficiency. It's good for the environment. It's good for national energy policy. It's good probably for foreign policy. But for the roads, it's not good, and we have to think that through.
We pile into the sedan for a preview of how the system would work. David Kim, another Oregon State professor on the project, sits in the front seat monitoring the computer output. Kim says researchers have divided the area around Corvallis into different zones that will be read and recorded by the GPS device.
Zone 1, and make a left turn on the Jackson. Yep, so it's switched. You can see now the accumulation is occurring in zone 2.
We drive a few miles as the computer records where we've been. Then it's back to the mock service station for a fill-up. Wireless data readers determine how many miles have been driven in each zone. Then the tax is calculated. It will be added to the fuel purchase right at the pump, and you could pay with a credit card. The GPS technology being used could also be used to implement something called congestion pricing. Martin Wax, director of the Institute of Transportation Studies at the University of California, Berkeley, explains that Oregon could charge a different fee for driving in rush hour or driving at 2 in the morning.
It's more expensive for us to provide capacity at the rush hour. We have ample capacity without building new roads for traveling at 2 in the morning. We could also charge a different fee to use a crowded interstate, and that would be more reflective of what it actually costs us to provide the service.
But using technology to keep track of where you've been raises privacy issues. State officials here say they do not intend to store detailed data on individual drivers. Still, many Oregonians at the Saturday market in Eugene express concern. Gil Dunaway was short and to the point.
I don't think people like being tracked, so it's kind of an odd and ridiculous idea.
There's another issue that's sometimes raised. If the state taxes gas guzzlers and fuel-efficient cars the same, doesn't that discourage fuel efficiency? Martin Wax of Berkeley says the tax is supposed to reflect the cost of using the roads, and that's the same for both kinds of cars. Oregon already gives tax breaks for some fuel-efficient vehicles and could use a different rate for computing their mileage tax if it wanted to. The Oregon experiment, which will commence with volunteer drivers later this year, is being watched with great interest by the federal government and a handful of states, including automobile-dependent California. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.